I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Limits, we forge ahead here on a Wednesday version of Part-Time Pomp and Joe. And I think that Ben said some very interesting things. There's been a lot of talk. We've had the topic ourselves on what the Steelers' record would be with and without Aaron Rodgers. What difference in number of wins would this man make compared to Mason Rudolph? Ben was on his podcast with Spence called Footballin'. We play the clips often, and I often say I did not have Ben doing a podcast in his post-Steeler life. I thought he might disappear a little bit, maybe not to the extent of Jack Lambert, like disappear into the woods of Katanning, but not be front and center, not still be giving his takes before Mike Tomlin every week, like he used to do on his fan show with Ron Cook. Did you listen to that as a wee lad?
All the time.
It was great, wasn't it?
It was must listen to. Now, I would obviously be in school for a lot of it. Now, I would listen when I was not in school, when we were on like a break and stuff like that, but I would try to get a recap from whoever was listening, like my dad. What did Ben say today?
What was your opinion of Ron when you were back in elementary school? Was he somebody you looked up to, somebody you wanted to be? Was he a cranky columnist that you would get angry at? Did he even enter your consciousness?
There were other people that entered my consciousness more than Ron.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you and Mulsey and Pony would enter my consciousness.
Yeah.
And also the morning guys, but not as much as...
But what did you think of Ron?
I thought Ron was a good man that I questioned his opinion sometimes, but you know, I think he did a really nice job.
And you heard him with Ben. I'll tell you this much.
Yes, and I think him and Ben had a really good relationship. You could definitely tell.
I mean, I think having heard a lot of these shows, and you know, we get clips from shows around the country, such athlete shows on a lot of stations. I can't imagine there's ever been a better one. Where a guy was more candid than Ben was. I mean, he was not afraid just to shred people. He wasn't afraid when the Steelers drafted Mason Rudolph to essentially say, what the hell are we doing? I mean, it was must-listen stuff every week, and Ron always told the story when people would say, because we're obviously not the Steelers' flagship, they would say, Ron, how did Ben get to do a show on your station that would come on every Tuesday right before the coach was the first representative over there to talk about the team really in any official capacity during the week? Now, sometimes you'd have guys, you know, come up to a podium on Monday or whatever, but you know what I mean. There were two central figures, and it was Ben and Tomlin wasn't the guy who spoke first. And Ron's answer to that, when people would say, how'd you get him on the station, would simply be, I asked him. Nobody else asked him to do a show.
That's wild.
That's what Ron said. And so here he was. And to bring us full circle here, Limits, I think the podcast is great.
It is.
I think him and Spence are really good. He has great guests, obviously. Speaking of which, I hope Tyler Kennedy comes through next week with Marc-Andre Fleury. Maybe tomorrow. Should I drop him a text right now?
Yes, you should.
I will, even as we speak.
Maybe Max Talbot.
Yeah, you wanted to register an opinion, didn't you? Go ahead, Limits.
Yeah,
I interrupted you.
I do like the Ben podcast. It's entertaining. They do have really good guests. And, you know, Ben's opinion holds a lot of weight in this city. It matters. It's not like it was when he was still playing and he was still in the room and criticizing Tomlin and just the flair that it came when he was still on the field. But I still, when Ben speaks, I listen.
He's not shy with an opinion. I just texted Tyler Kennedy, can we get Flower on tomorrow? I found my keys. I'm not still at Neville Wood.
Oh, wonderful. I'm glad that you...
That was last Friday.
...not have been there from a week ago.
When Tyler invited me to play golf at Neville Wood, and it was very prestigious and very enjoyable until he dropped me at my car and I locked my keys in the trunk and the alarm went off and everybody at Neville Wood was looking at me and by extension probably wondering about him. Who is this idiot that you invited to play? Tyler was gone by then, however. And then the AAA guy couldn't get the car to do what it needed to do, so a locksmith eventually came and off went the alarm again. Limits. God bless you.
Thank you.
Now, I said to, he said, like Mark, M-A-R-C. What other flower is out there?
I don't know.
Is there another flower?
You want to bring some roses in for the show?
I don't know. I'm getting the little dot, dot, dot here. Can you imagine if we had Flurry?
In studio?
Limits, do you let people know that you read their text or do you turn that function off?
No, I have that off.
I have that off too.
Yeah, I don't want that on.
And I don't want my friends to have it on.
I want my friends to have it on. I'm curious if they read, if I can read their message or if they read my message. Yeah, I'm curious about that. But I don't want them to know if I read theirs.
I don't want to know if my friends read it and then didn't respond.
Oh, I do, because then I will be angry and upset and wonder why.
Because that's a feeling hurter. And nobody wants those.
But then you follow up if you know that they saw it.
No, see, that's what I don't want. I don't want to, why didn't you return the call or the text?
Well, no,
I don't want any of that. I don't want them to know I did it, and I don't want me to know they did it. I don't want anything.
No, you don't say that. You just, you follow up with something else. Like, hey, something else to the extent of whatever I just texted you.
He said, Tyler Kennedy said, first he said, like Mark, as in Marc-Andre Fleury. And then he said, you know how many people have been texting about the Neville Wood story? It's so awesome. I'll definitely have you back.
Definitely.
Now
have
I've
you
become
back.
A celebrity there for all the wrong reasons. Let's have this jackass back here and see what goes wrong next. I'll probably have the whole place in the parking lot waiting to see what I do next.
Maybe they'll give you a standing ovation. They'll be clapping for you. Welcome back, Joe. Know where your keys are this time. We have a specific little ring for you here to keep your keys.
They
a
might.
Nice little box. You might be able to put them in the rock box.
I think we're onto something here, Limits. Can you imagine if we have Flurry on the show tomorrow?
Oh my gosh, that would be incredible. I have a Flurry jersey that I got years ago that one of my aunts bought for me.
Autographed?
No, but maybe we can get it autographed.
He's in Europe.
Yeah. Well, he's coming back soon at some point.
Oh, yeah, he's in the world championships. What an idiotic request. Now Tyler even thinks I'm stupider than he thought 3 days ago. Mm. Why would I request that we talk to Flower tomorrow when he's in Sweden for the world championships?
Probably next week is better. Or the
Who's your next choice, Limits? I'll say how about
Max
Talbot? Yeah. Anybody else? Kunitz?
What about Bo Bennett? Did he get injured?
He would be a great interview.
He is very comedic about all the injuries that he sustained on social media.
And I appreciate that always about him.
It's funny.
Even his farewell to Pittsburgh, he said, I had a great time. Sorry it didn't work out. And then he sent another tweet right after that said, and no, I didn't injure my fingers typing that tweet. What a guy.
I know he didn't play with him, but I would love to see Phil Kessel come on the show.
Ooh.
You know, I don't know if TK could pull those strings, but.
I said, how about Talbot? How about Bo Bennett? He said, let's try next week to get somebody. Who did you just say, Limits?
Phil Kessel.
Could you get Kessel? Should I say that?
Yeah.
That would be unbelievable.
How many guys are still around? Because Amanda Kessel works for the Penguins and she's living here, right?
Yeah.
So I wonder how often Phil visits. Like, would we be able to get Phil Kessel in studio? Could I get my Kessel
jersey
signed?
I don't know. Just go down to Rivers Casino. He might be there if he's in town, right?
Or he might be on the golf course with a bunch of hot dogs. Remember that picture, the golf course picture with the Stanley Cup and the hot dogs in the Stanley Cup?
I said, could you get Kessel? He said, never.
Never.
He's the toughest to get.
Wow. Well, so much for that.
I said, should I text him back? Could you at least try?
Yeah.
I mean, Sid's got to have Kessel's number, right?
No, he definitely does.
Just say, Sid, I want to get Kessel on the show.
Could we get Gino?
Oh, boy. Would that be nice, huh?
Or Letang?
Sure.
I think Letang would. Letang has done a lot of local stuff, whether it be...
No, I'm more interested in former players, Limits.
Okay, not current
I mean, I
players.
Love Chris Letang, but I want former players on. Tyler Kennedy's guys. Maybe a little Nick Bonino.
Ooh. Ooh,
maybe
HBK
a little
line.
Carl Hagelin. No, that wasn't even Tyler Kennedy.
No, it wasn't.
Tyler Kennedy was Jordan Stahl and Matt Cook.
Yeah, and Craig Adams.
Craig Adams.
Can we get Craig Adams on the show?
Can we get Miroslav Shatan on the show?
Can we get Matt Niskanen on the show?
I'll raise you a Sergei Gonchar.
I'll raise you Brooks Orpik.
I'll raise you. I don't know if I can raise you. Who was the backup goalie for that team?
Thomas
Ty Conklin?
Thomas. Was it Thomas Vokoun? Remember him?
Of course
what
I do.
What a legend Thomas Vokoun was. He had some good games for them.
Who else could we get? We'll figure it out. Anyway, Ben's podcast is unbelievable. And like a lot of us, he's wondering what the difference would be and predicting what the difference would be in wins between Aaron Rodgers and Mason Rudolph, his very close friend.
Here's Ben on footballing.
I was at 7-10 without Aaron.
Without Aaron.
And I have us 11-6.
What?
With Aaron.
That's a big difference, bud.
That's called three letters.
Yeah.
H-O-F. So that.
Wow. Can I hear that again? That was really good.
Yes, you may. How about Ben just bringing the house down?
I was at 7-10 without Aaron.
Without Aaron.
And I have us 11-6 with Aaron.
It's a big difference, bud.
That's called three letters.
Yeah.
H-O-F.
Holy ostrich follicles.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
About that, huh?
And you know what? I am with Ben. Not exactly record-wise, but I agree with his premise.
Yeah, I mean, he said three letters, H-O-F. I've got three words, over the hill. I mean, come on. This is not prime Hall of Fame Rodgers, is it?
I have four letters. He can still play. No, he's not Hall of Fame Rodgers
anymore. I have two words for you.
What are they?
Come on, limits. 11-6 compared to 7-10?
Now, I picked them when we did our random generator of games, 10-7. I do believe that they are a 6 or 7 win team with Mason Rudolph at quarterback.
You think they're 11-6 with Aaron Rodgers?
I don't. I think they're 10-7.
10-7.
But
okay.
But I agree with the same level of the gap in terms of total wins with Mason at quarterback compared to Rodgers. I'm in lockstep with Ben on that.
I don't. I think you're going to get a version like we see a lot of star athletes late in their careers, and like we got with Rodgers last year. You'll get a vintage performance now and again. The consistency won't be there, and you'll get just a blow up performance now and again as well, and it'll all add up to something like 8-9. Might be their first losing season in a long, long time.
It will be their first losing season in a long time if Rodgers is not here.
Does Rudolph catch a stray every time Ben talks? Wasn't there the thing a couple weeks ago where he said, I don't want to insult anybody, but, and it was clearly about Mason? Do you remember what that was? Limits?
I'm trying to recall.
What has happened to you? You've suddenly sunk into a trance. Oh, you're looking something
that's because
up.
I'm looking for it.
I don't know. I'll tell you this much. If Rodgers is the quarterback, that first game in New York is going to be an absolute spectacle.
Don't forget about when Ben took a shot at Malzi.
You know, there was someone I heard, there was a knock. Well, he played with a bunch of NFL caliber talent. Well, what's he going to be playing with now? Who did he beat NFL caliber talent teams to?
Right.
You know, it's just, that's the most ridiculous remark I've ever heard.
We think it was Malzi, not confirmed. We think it might have been Malzi.
That was absolutely Malzi. And I think Justin Fields will outplay him in week 1, and then you're going to change your opinion right quick, aren't you?
Will outplay Rodgers?
Yeah.
I disagree.
You're a big Justin Fields guy.
I am a Justin Fields guy, yeah. I don't know about big, But yeah, I wanted them to retain Fields.
So if you had a choice right now between Fields and Rodgers, who would you take?
I changed my opinion. I want Rodgers for 1 year.
That's not what you said at the beginning of the offseason.
Yeah, and I'm allowed to change my mind.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Why'd you change it now?
Because I want a quarterback in next year's draft class. And if they would have kept Fields, I feel like maybe they would have given him a little bit more runway, maybe a 1 to 2 year sample, and maybe if not have drafted a quarterback in the first round, where I know they're definitely drafting
one this
year.
You've moved the goalposts. Who's the better quarterback right now, Fields or Rodgers?
I think Rodgers. I didn't think Rodgers was a realistic option.
You said Fields.
I didn't think Rodgers was a realistic
option. We said at the beginning of the offseason, who do you want to be their quarterback? The whole world was your oyster. And you picked Fields.
I was only going off of Justin Fields or Russell Wilson at that time, maybe Sam Darnold. I thought Rodgers was either going to stay with the Jets or retire. I didn't think that he was realistic for the Steelers.
I feel sad because we're witnessing a full
You're wrong.
Relapse. An early onset Malzy relapse.
You're wrong. Yeah. You have to get off of this, doctor.
I'm taking you to a meeting right now.
You have no prescriptions for me.
I'm scooping you up.
The pizza's not here. There's nothing to cure.
And taking you to a 12-step meeting here. And you're going to sit down and say, hello, my name is Austin. I have early onset Malzy disease. I just had a relapse.
Wrong. I don't agree with you.
What do we have next?
Lance,
we have another quote from him.
Yeah, we also do have another Ben quote.
Give me the other Ben quote.
Yeah, Ben was discussing when Aaron Rodgers is going to be here and if the NFL schedule makers actually do know the answer.
Packers at Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
That is the Sunday nighter. I know that the league came out and said it had nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers, but more about Mike Tomlin. I disagree with them. I think they're lying. they want Aaron to be in that game, obviously, because there's another, not really a revenge game, but it's Jordan Love versus Steelers. I'm going to take the Packers. I think they're good. Jordan Love is, I think he's a good player. I think they're a team that is on the uptick big time, the Packers. I'm taking a loss for the Steelers without Aaron.
Okay.
With Aaron, I'm going to give them the Steelers their fifth win.
I actually like that a lot. Said that the league is lying. Like I said, never shy of an opinion.
Nope.
I kind of believed it when those quotes first surfaced where the guy from the NFL told CBS Sports, hey, if we knew for sure that Rodgers was in there, that first game would be a primetime game. Don't you agree with that?
I do agree with that, but I think just to cover their behinds, they made sure that the Packer game was in primetime. Yeah, because it's Steelers-Packers, but also that's a primetime to showcase Aaron at home against Green Bay.
I disagree. I don't even know what I disagreed with, but I've had too much coffee and I'm hungry, borderline hangry, and I just want to disagree with everything you say.
The pizza's not here yet.
Yes, it is.
Oh, is it?
No.
No.
What time is the Pirate first pitch?
1 hour from now, 12:35.
I disagree. It's 12:36.
No, it's not. It's 12:34.
Joy Jeter and Lance Jeter. What a great story. Both now in the Beaver County Sports Hall of Fame. We're going to talk to Lance next. What a career he had. Winning the Whitfield and state AA boys basketball titles while he was at Beaver Falls. I think that was 2005, the same year that his mom was inducted, Joy Jeter, into the Beaver County Sports Hall of Fame. And now, just the other night, Lance gets in. So it's a great mother and son story. Plus Lance, and I don't know too much about this, which is why I'm glad we have him on, had a great career overseas in basketball. Lance Jeter, next on Pomp and Joe. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Limits, is Bob coming back tomorrow?
Yes, Bob will be here.
I disagree.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.